Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you.
And with you.
And Merry Christmas, everyone. Thank you, and a Merry Christmas to all those who are following us through television, the radio, or internet. We gather this morning to come and indeed adore the Christ, who loves us enough that he comes down to be one like us, to take on our humanity. We ask the Lord to help us to love him, that we might become more like him, to take on his divinity. So we prepare ourselves for this most sacred mystery, let us then call to mind our sins and ask the Lord for forgiveness. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Christ have mercy.
Christ have mercy.
Let us pray. O God, who wonderfully created the dignity of human nature and still more wonderfully restored it, grant, we pray, that we may share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings glad tidings, announcing peace, bearing good news, announcing salvation, and saying to Zion, your God is King. Hark, your sentinels raise a cry. Together they shout for joy, for they see directly before their eyes the Lord restoring Zion. Break out together in song, O ruins of Jerusalem, for the Lord comforts his people. He redeems Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm in the sight of all nations. All the ends of the earth will behold the salvation of our God. The word of the Lord.
Savior, Christ the Lord. Today is born our Savior, Christ the Lord. Today is born our Savior, Christ the and all that is in them. Let
man shall on the trees of the forest exalt. Today is born our Savior Christ the Lord. Today is born our Savior Christ the Lord. They shall exalt before the Lord, for he comes to rule the earth. He shall rule the world with justice, and the peoples with his constancy.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, in times past, God spoke in partial and various ways to our ancestors through the prophets. In these days, he has spoken to us through the Son, whom he made heir of all things, and through whom he created the universe, who is the refulgence of his glory, the imprint of his being, and who sustains all things by his mighty word. When he had accomplished purification from sins, he took his seat at the right hand of the majesty on high, as far superior to the angels, as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. For to which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my son, this day I have begotten you"? Or again, "I will be a father to him, and he shall be a son to me"? And again, when he leads the firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all the angels of God worship him." The word of the Lord.
Day has dawned upon us. Come, you nations, and adore the Lord. For today a great light has come upon the earth.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came to be through him, and without him nothing came to be. What came to be through him was life, and this life was the light of the human race. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came to be through him. But the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, but his own people did not accept him. But to those who did accept him, he gave power to become children of God. To those who believe in his name, who were born not by natural generation, nor by human choice, nor by a man's decision, but of God. And the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And we saw his glory, the glory as the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. The Gospel of the Lord.
So this is Christmas, the joyous time of the year. We are joyful because of a God who was so radical that he loves us so much that he could not come down to be one like us, to save us, to restore that relationship with God for us. And this joy is so contagious that we cannot contain it within ourselves, and so we have to express it. And so during the season, we do many things that ordinarily we don't do. For example, we send cards, greeting cards to people to share with them this joy. And people who live close enough, we would have gifts to exchange with them. We invite them over for dinner or lunch, and we share our joy with each other. And the spirit of giving is very big during this time, where we have strangers just showed up and just do things that ordinary people wouldn't do, feeding those who are less fortunate, helping those who are in need. And even I've been driving on the highway or near the mall, I see people are very generous. They wait, they wave you out to go, won't cut you off. And even the people who do, we just say a quick prayer for them. And so we change our ways of doing things. It was during after the Mass, like today, when people come out and they shook hands with the priest and they wished him a Merry Christmas. A little boy came out and shook the priest's hand and he looked up and said, "Father, when I grow up and I be able to work and I make money, I'll give you some money." And the priest looked at the boy and said, "Well, it's the spirit of giving." He looked at it and said, "Well, thank you. But by the way, what makes you think I need money?" And the little boy said, "Well, my father said that you are the poorest preacher we ever had." Hopefully that boy will live another year to say that next year. But during this time, we give things to each other. We give our good thoughts and kind words. Besides that, we give of ourselves a little bit to each other. And we do that because we follow, we imitate Jesus. See, during this time, Jesus comes to give us something very different. Unlike we can only give something we have or something we can purchase, you know, all those high-tech things, those smart TV and smartphone, which sounds nice until we get them and we don't know how to operate them. They are smarter than we are. And so that's not good. And I don't like to those things that might be smarter than I am. I can't figure them out. But we give things to each other, we give our thoughts to each other, but Jesus gives us something very special that we all need, but sometimes we don't know we need it, and that is the gift of peace. See, when before Jesus came, the prophets foretold that Messiah will come, and he'll be called by many names, but one name kind of stands out, and that is he will be called Prince of Peace. And even on the night when Jesus was born, the angels from heaven came down and sang of peace on earth and to those of goodwill. So I'd like to share with you a story about a group of people who sang of peace and they actually found it. It was during a war and millions of soldiers were at odds with each other. They're digging trenches on one side and the other side on the other. In the middle, there's no man's land. It was World War I and the world was at war. And as they trenched on the English side, there was a young soldier who looked at his old compadre and he said, "No, it's rotten to be here in this muddy, stinking trench." And the old soldier looked at him and said, "Are you right, lad? It is rotten to be here any day, especially during Christmas." And then they were quiet for a while. And then the little boy asked again, "What would you be doing?" And the old soldier looked at the young one and said, "What did you say, lad?" I said, "What would you be doing if you were at home right now?" And the old soldier looked at the young one and said, "Well, if I was home during Christmas, for sure I'd be in the church thanking God in the service. And then I'll go home and we'll have Christmas lunch. And then we will sing Christmas carols together. And then I bounce my little boys on my lap." And then he stops and he said, "But what good is it? We're stuck here in this stinky, muddy hole." And they were quiet for a long time. And all of a sudden, the young soldier said, "Shh, did you hear that?" And the old soldier said, "Hear what?" He said, "I hear singing." It was on the German side. They were singing a song that they all know and love. They were singing Silent Night. And the young soldier said, "Hey, our enemies are singing Silent Night, the very song we know and love and we sang all the time at Christmas." And then up and down the trenches in the German side, one soldier after another started singing Silent Night in German. Stille Nacht, Heilige Nacht, ah yes, love and someone. And then up and down they were singing louder and louder and louder, and the English side just sat there and listened. They were moved, very much moved by that song. And it was one about, they're about to finish, the English side decided to sing in English. "Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright." And soon both sides were singing together, one side in German, the other side in English. "Sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace." And as the song about to finish, the English boy did something nobody thought he should have done. He stood up, risking being shot. He climbed out of the trench, dropped his rifle, walked toward no man's land. No man has ever been there before. And the German side looked at him and didn't know what to do. Should they shoot him or not? And they waited and waited to see what this boy would do. And all of a sudden on the German side, and one soldier stood up from the trench, dropped his rifle and climbed out. And the two came together and the two sides watched intensely to see what they would do. As they met each other in the middle of no man's land, they stuck out their hand and they shook hands. and they embrace each other. And the rest of them, as if on command, they all stood up, they climbed out of their own trenches, dropped their rifles, and they came out, and they started hugging and patting each other on the back, enemies, and now our friends, shaking hands, hugging each other, and showing each other the pictures of their wives and children. They even brought the food out from the trench, and then they set up a little feast, and they ate. They even drag a tree into the middle and decorate with tin cans and shoes. And then they play even a game of soccer in the middle of no man's land during the war on Christmas Day. That is why even to today, there's an unwritten rule that on Christmas Day, all wars have ceased. Ceasefire. Only on Christmas Day. Soldiers, arch enemies, on Christmas, singing about peace, and they found peace. Yes, there are still many hot spots in the world today, and we can't defuse them all. But we can, because Christ has given us the tools. He himself is peace. This is a different kind of peace. It's not the peace of the cessation of war, but it's a peace that starts within each person in our hearts. It starts with each of us. And there are over 1 billion Catholics in the world today. If we all live this message of peace and be instruments of God's peace, starting with us, then we only have 7 people to convert. 7 billion people in the world. And there's 1 billion of people who are supposed to be at peace already. So peace is possible. Christ's peace can and will reign on earth. We ask the Lord during this Christmas season that we might experience the true peace given by Christ, and we might become his instruments of peace and extend that peace to those around us. Let us stand and profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us men and for our salvation. He came down from heaven. Please kneel. And by the Holy Spirit was incarnate the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us rejoice in our good news of Christ's birth and pray for the needs of all people.
That our church throughout the world might be a great light, proclaiming God's salvation to all. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For peace on earth to all peoples, for an end to darkness and division, for justice and freedom from oppression, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
for all those who struggle to make these Christmas holidays a joyful time for themselves and their families. For the lonely, the sorrowful, and all who mourn, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, pray.
That those who have come to join us for this holiday celebration might know the peace and love of the Lord right here with us, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, pray.
For the safety of those who serve in our armed forces and for their families and loved ones, let us pray to the Lord. For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Patrick Dunn, deceased members of the Mew family, Frank Garza Jr., Layla Garaby, Jose Salinas, and Juan M. Guajardo, let us pray to the Lord. Now, my friends, for all of those prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of our personal needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
O glorious and loving God, this day we rejoice in your gift of your only Son to us. Hear these our prayers, for we ask them through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.
During this morning's collection, feel free to join and sing the first Noel, which can be found in our order of worship, the bulletin. First verse is men only, second verse is women only, and the third verse is all.
Thank you.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church. Make acceptable, O Lord, our oblation on this solemn day when you manifested the reconciliation that makes us wholly pleasing in your sight and inaugurated for us the fullness of divine worship through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For on the feast of this awful mystery, though invisible in his own divine nature, he has appeared visibly in us and begotten before all ages. He has begun to exist in time, so that raising up in himself all that was cast down, he might restore unity to all creation and call straying humanity back to the heavenly kingdom. And so with all the angels we praise you, as in joyful celebration we acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Thank you. Lord, we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven. And as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church and recognizing the sacrificial victim, by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. May you please to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servants Francis our Pope and Michael our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Peace be with you. Merry Christmas. Peace be with you. Merry Christmas. Peace be with you. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.